A slice of life in the CLC. Today we learn about Gethsemane Lutheran Church of Saginaw, Michigan. For many, Gethsemane is a name difficult both to spell and to pronounce. For those unfamiliar with its biblical significance, it seems a strange and foreign name. But what a wonderful name for a Christian congregation. For there, it was there in the Garden of Gethsemane, on the night before he died, that our loving Savior resolved to go forward and suffer the hell we deserved because of our sins. The truth is stunningly pictured for all who come to Gethsemane for worship. For as worshipers pass through the doors of her sanctuary and look up there above the altar, they are greeted by the sight of a large stained glass window, bright with dazzling color. The window pictures our beautiful Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, ready and willing, after agonizing in prayer, to lay down his life for all. The justification of each and every sinner by the doing, dying, and rising of Christ is the precious truth upon which the Church of Christ is built. So yes, Gethsemane is a wonderful name for a Christian congregation. Gethsemane is a Christian congregation. Moreover, she is also a confessional Lutheran congregation. As a member of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, we at Gethsemane hold unswervingly to the Lutheran confessions, believing them to be a clear and accurate profession of what the Scriptures teach. What this means is that we simply aim, by God's grace, to stand on God's Word alone, while allowing the Gospel of Christ to have predominance in all our teaching, preaching, and counseling. This commitment to Scripture alone, with an emphasis of God's grace in Christ, is a precious gift from God. This God-given allegiance to the Lutheran heritage of Scripture alone is what led to the founding of Gethsemane Congregation 60 years ago. In the late 1950s, Pastor Otto J. Eckert and a small number of like-minded believers felt conscience-bound to leave their former fellowship when that fellowship became guilty of false teaching. Gethsemane's first service was held on Reformation Sunday, November 1, 1959, at what was then the Mar Theater in Saginaw. At a special meeting held at the D.F. Mayer home on November 5, 1959, Gethsemane Evangelical Lutheran Church was organized. In the coming years, the Lord showered the growing congregation with one blessing after another. A house of worship was soon constructed, with a dedication service taking place on May 20, 1962. This first house of worship was later converted into the parsonage when a new and bigger sanctuary was built in 1978. In 1982, the congregation took the bold step of opening a Christian day school with 15 students enrolled the first year. In 1991, Gethsemane dedicated a new school addition. Other building projects included the construction of two separate teacherages. Through it all, the Lord has blessed the congregation with faithful pastors, all of whom have been committed to God's Word. The proclamation of the eternal gospel in the care of precious blood-bought souls was the concern of these pastors. Pastors serving Gethsemane have been Otto J. Eckert from 59 to 74, David Schierenbeck from 74 to 83, Mark Barenthal from 83 to 2002, and Mike Wilkie from 02 to the present. Mr. Carl Brandel also faithfully served Gethsemane both as a vacancy pastor and assistant pastor. Gethsemane currently numbers 165 souls, with an average Sunday-Monday attendance of about 70. On any given Sunday, you will find a nice mix of worshipers ranging in age from 1 to 91. One area in which the congregation has been richly blessed is that of willing hearts and hands to serve the Lord in this church. Moved by the precious gospel, members can be seen doing something around the church on just about every day of the week. This willing spirit to serve the Lord is a gift from God that has been apparent through the 60 years of Gethsemane's existence. Gethsemane has been further blessed with the heart for Christian education. Many faithful Sunday school teachers have led God's lambs to Jesus. For 37 years, she has also operated a Christian day school. Full-time teachers at our day school have included Ross Rail from 82 to 94, Lynette Rail from 83 to 92, Elsie Godsey from 84 to 86, Sherry Wilinski from 92 to 95, Artis Zimmerman from 91 to 97, Kurt Koenig from 95 to 98, Debbie Leinberger from 98 to 01, Pam Reams from 97 to 2002, Rachel Pfeiffer Rosendahl from 2001 to 05, Heidi Amond Nelson from 05 to 08, Gloria Wilkie from 03 to the present, and Daniel Bartles from 94 to the present. We would be remiss if we didn't mention that many volunteers have served in our day school, all of whom have been a great blessing to our students. Our 2018-2019 day school enrollment was 18. Of further interest in the realm of Christian education is the fact that over the years, despite the long distance between Saginaw and Eau Claire, nearly 40 young people from Gethsemane have been blessed to attend Emmanuel Lutheran High School and or college. In 2009, Gethsemane celebrated its 50th anniversary with the theme, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Jesus doesn't change, nor does the Word. Our fervent prayer is that for many years to come, God will enable Gethsemane to faithfully proclaim the unchanging message of Christ crucified to a world lost in sin. And that as both members and visitors look up at the stained glass image of Jesus in the garden, they may all be reminded of our blessed Savior's redeeming love, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. This article is written by Michael Wilkie, pastor of Gethsemane Lutheran Church in Saginaw, Michigan.